Father, I want to thank you for your great love. Thank you for the honor to preach your word. Thank you that you give me great utterance to speak your word. Thank you that many people will be healed tonight, to be touched by your power of your kingdom to come that already indwells us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you live through us. Jesus, that you are in us, that I will preach this word as you intended, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you that the people's ears are open to hear your word. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in the beginning, there was a certain word that God wanted to speak to people. You know, a word is not just the words you speak. It is what you mean. It's what is behind what you are saying. You know, if the husband comes home late, the wife just says, it is 9 o'clock. It's 21.
21 hours.
She does not say you are late. She just says it's 21. But she's meaning something else. She's trying to say another message. What she's actually saying, where were you?
No wins akai.
Where were you?
No wins akai.
But she's very scared to say, where were you? Now she says, it's 21. Smiling. But the husband, he feels here in his heart that other word that's also in her heart.
Amen.
Now the Bible says God has got a word for us. This Bible that is written here has got many words. But there's one meaning to all these words. The Greek meaning for word is not words. It is meaning. What do you mean? Now the Bible says, what God meant with man, God's plan with man was hidden for thousands of years. But 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came, the word of God was seen by everybody. That word was God inside a human being. The word of God to you today is not about your sins. It's not about what church you go to. There's just one word for you today. It's the word of God inside a human being. When God came into a human being, it was in the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus did not have an earthly father. His father was God. But his mother was Mary. So when Mary became pregnant, the seed of God went into the womb of Mary. The body of Jesus came from Mary, but the spirit was the spirit of God inside a human body. That was God in human flesh. And when that happened, that Jesus represented you and me. So God loved you so much that he said, I'll take one man. And that man will be representing all of you. The word that God has for you is that God came into a human being. His name is Jesus Christ. Everything you had to do to be blessed was done by Jesus on your behalf. Amen. Everything. So we don't do things for God so that God can bless us. No, Jesus did everything so that you can be blessed. And the blessing that God gives you is by taking away all your sins and taking Jesus Christ and all His holiness and all His righteousness and all His blessings and giving it to you for free. If you can believe that, then He gives you the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, then you are holy with the holiness of God. You are as God wants you to be. Then the Word of God is in you. Because God lives inside you. When God lives in you, the light that is inside you will shine out of you. Amen. When you are a Christian, you are not supposed to take the Bible, look at commandments, saying, oh, you know, what must I do for God today? No. What God does, He has taken that old system away. He came to give you the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit lives in you, the nature of God is inside you. Amen.
Amen.
You know when a goat is born, you don't have to teach that goat how to be a goat. The laws of being a goat is written on the heart of that goat. Amen.
Amen.
You don't go to the goat. You tell him, you see, you must eat grass. No. You don't go to the cattle. You tell the cattle, you must eat grass. No. The law of eating grass is inside the heart of that cattle. Amen. In the same way, we are not in a place where we just repent of our sins. We repent what we must repent of. Is what we've been thinking about God. People have been thinking God is angry with people. God is not angry. He's not angry with Christians. He's angry with nobody. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that they might be saved. The Bible does not say, for God is so angry with the world that He wants to kill them all. No. He loved the world while they were sinners. And now He gives His Son to save you. Amen. God so loved the world. Not God so hated the world. You know, today I looked at somebody's face. When I looked at the person, I saw they feel guilty. Because I'm a preacher. They feel that condemnation. Now, if I'm a preacher and I stand before that person and they feel guilty, how guilty will they not feel if God comes? But God is not angry with that person. They are feeling that distance for nothing. You know, many people, they look at God the way I look at her. Then they do something wrong and they turn their back on God. And they look away. But God is still here. But they think, because they have turned their back, God has also turned his back. No! God is not like that. The Bible says, if you are not faithful, God remains faithful. God does not love you for what you can do for him. God loves you for who you are. You know, when I married my wife, I didn't go to my wife. I said, "Hello, Helen. You are very beautiful. I love you. But you know what? I think we must get married. Because I want to change you. I like you the way you are. But not so much. I want to change this. I want to change this. I don't like the way you cook. I don't like the way you wear your clothes. I don't like the way you smile. But I love you. I want to change you as well. Do you think she will marry me? Huh? No way. She's never going to marry me. When she came to me, when she got me, I said to her, we will be poor for very long. I said, if you marry me, you must know we're going to be poor. Don't look for a big house. Don't look for cars. I said, I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'll go away from home. Places like Kalabu. I can stay away from home for a month and preach the gospel. Even while being poor. And I don't guarantee that it will change. Do you still want me? She said yes. And we are married now for 14 years. We are happily married. But the vision was not to change the other one. The vision was to love that one. Now, after 14 years of my wife loving me and me loving my wife, I find that I have changed. I've changed. And she has changed. There were certain things I liked it this way. But now I don't want to do it that way anymore. I want to do it this way. The way she wanted it. And there are certain things that she wants. And now she's changed. She's doing it the way I want. But we didn't come to each other. You must change. If you don't change, then I leave you. No, I didn't do that. We had love for each other. We could not even see the mistakes in each other. Because that love covers that mistake. Now I am a human being. If that is the love between me and my wife, how much more the love of God for you? All that God tells you is my word for you is, I have a son. His name is Jesus. He represents you. He is sinless. He is holy. He is righteous. And in him, I see everybody. If you can believe that, the holiness of Jesus, my son, the righteousness of Jesus is yours for free without even trying. Amen. Hallelujah. So God loves you. You know the word love in the Greek? It means to lose your breath. You know when a young man sees a beautiful girl, you know he like stops to breathe. He forgets to breathe. She walks past. He just goes. She is so beautiful to him that he loses his breath. That's where the word love comes from. When something is so beautiful to you, so wonderful to you, that when you see it, you forget to breathe. Oh, it's beautiful. When I was coming on the boat here, we were there where the Zambezi, where this river joins the Zambezi. And the sun was setting. It was so beautiful to me. I forgot about everything. I forgot I was on that boat. I forgot the troubles around me. I forgot the broken engine. I was not even thinking of home. I was not thinking, do I have enough money or not? No, I forgot about it all. Because I was captured with the beauty of the sunset. In the same way, when God saw you, even while you were a sinner, He stopped everything. He even forgot to breathe. Because He saw you beautiful. For you are wonderful to God. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, we have been wonderfully created by God. Even if you are a sinner today, you don't belong to Satan. No, you still belong to God. And all God wants is for his nature to be born into you. And that is born again. Now, the fact that you belong to God doesn't mean you are saved. It just means you belong to God. And He wants to save you from the death you are in. Because when He looks at you, you are beautiful. Maybe you are here tonight and you've tested HIV positive. You know, you keep it a secret because you fear the rejection of man. And it's good, keep it a secret. The reason why you keep it a secret is because you fear people will reject you. But I want to tell you, even if you are HIV positive tonight, in the eyes of God, you are as beautiful as the day you were born. Maybe you look at your life. You say, how can I be beautiful? I've been busy with fornication. I'm lying. I don't even want to go to church. I don't love God's things. I want to do bad things. How can you say God says I'm beautiful? God looks deeper than what you look. God looks at what He has made. When God created you, He created you in His image. But now He wants to put His Spirit in you so that you can also have the heart of God. You don't have no value before God. You are of great value. I don't care what preacher has said. God's word for you is that you are so beautiful to Him. Even while you were a sinner, that He could lose His breath for you. Amen. That is the word love. Another meaning for love is the word to be happy with something. To say, well, this is perfect for me. When Jesus was born, God saw perfection in Jesus. And the perfection of Jesus was for the whole world. So your beauty, the beauty you have before God, is the beauty of Jesus Christ. When Adam sinned, the ugly sin of Adam became your guilt. And everybody was guilty. But when Jesus died and was resurrected, His holiness was made available for all of you. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ, people. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not a message that says, hi, are you witches? Your God's gonna burn you one day. God hates everybody that sins. That's not the gospel. That's condemnation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the message of how God came to help man. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the message of how God came to see value in man again. The gospel of the law is the message of how man is a sinner. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the message of how man becomes righteous through Jesus. Free from his works. When God looks at you in Jesus Christ, he sees perfection. If you can believe it, that perfection will become yours tonight. The word repent in the Greek language means to change your mind. You need to change your mind about God. God is not angry with you. God came to take away the sin of the world in Jesus. Amen. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you stand guiltless before God. Amen. If you are not a believer tonight, the only sin you have before God is the sin of not believing. But as I preach, you feel the faith coming in your heart. And I want to challenge you tonight to follow after the faith God is putting in your heart. Amen. I want to end off with a scripture. In Isaiah 54. When we come to God, it's not a place to feel guilty. It's a place to feel loved. Amen. It's a place where we feel the love of God. God, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave Jesus for the purpose of saving man. Amen. Then he says, Jesus said he did not come into the world to condemn the world. Condemnation does not come from God. The judgment for sin was upon the body of Jesus. Amen. If you are going to Kalabu, you are sitting in the boat. You have got your ticket. You paid
70,000.
You have already paid. Do you think it's right for that owner of the boat to come and say, no, you must pay again? Huh? No. If you've paid, it's paid. If you stole something from the shop, you went to the judge, he punished you 1 month in jail. After you come out of jail, can that owner of the shop come and say, no, you know that other thing you stole, he must go to jail again for the same thing? Huh? No. In the same way, the punishment for our sins was on Jesus. Do you think it will be right for God to punish you again? If the punishment for sin was on Jesus. Huh? No. Because it has been punished. You might say, but how will people go to hell? Let me explain to you. We live next to the ocean in South Africa. Very big ocean. If I go with my boat into that ocean, and my boat sinks, I went onto the ocean with a boat that was not right. I know I'm wrong. I know that I will be wrong to use such a boat. But still I do it. Even if it's against the law. I go. Out there, here the boat sinks. When the boat sinks, I take the cell phone, I phone. I phone, I say, help me. Now the people come with another boat. Those people that rescue me, that is paid by the government to do it, they're not angry with me. They're not angry with me. They come to save me. So many times, people have sinned. Then God comes to save us. And now the message we hear is the one that wants to save us is angry with us. No! No, no, he's there to save you. He loves you. Now when he wants to pick you out of the water and put you in the boat to save you and you refuse, how will you be saved? You will die there. Not because the lifesaver is angry, but because you don't want salvation. That is how God is. People going to hell, it's not because God's angry. It's because they don't want to be with God. And the sad thing today, many people don't want to be with God. Because what people say about God has been lies. They said he's an angry God. If you do something wrong, he will not help you. If you forgot to pray, you can suffer, he does not care. It's lies. It's lies. Many times there's been lies told about God. He's a good God. And he's come to the world to save the world. If I come to save you, how can you think I hate you? I love you. That's why I want to save you. Amen. And if you are here tonight, I want to tell you, I don't care what sin you've committed. Your sins is none of my business. Your sins was the business of Jesus Christ. And then he died for it. So that your sin can never bring a separation between you and God. So that God can save you. God has saved us from condemnation of the law. He has saved you from your own efforts to try and be holy. And he came to give you life for free as a gift. Having his Holy Spirit live in you. All that he says is, look, I've done it all for you. Do you want it? That's all. The question is not, do you want to stop your sins? The question is, do you want the life of God? Amen. And once you've received the life of God, You'll find your sin will be leaving you. Not you leaving your sin will leave you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, before I got my wife. You know, a young man. When I was a young man, I wanted to get married. So when I see a lady, I would think, is this my wife? Then I think, no, I don't like this one. Then I come to the next one. I don't say anything, it's just in my mind. When I think of woman, I was thinking, is this my wife? Is this my wife? Is this my wife? Is this my wife? But when I found my wife, I did not even try to stop to think, when I saw another woman, is this my wife? It was just gone. When I got married, the way I looked at women, it changed. Because I've got married. Amen. In the same way, if you can realize tonight the holiness presented to you for free, when Jesus did it, He already removed everything between you and God that was wrong. It's removed. There's nothing separating you from God. Maybe you're a sinner. I say to you, I don't care. There's nothing separating you from God tonight. When He looks at you, even while you have sin, He looks at you with love and compassion, willing to save you. Amen. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not this gospel of that you pray enough. No. Not the gospel of do you have sin or don't you have sin. The gospel is not about right and wrong. It's about the life of God. And I want to declare to you, Kalabu, that God really loves you. He will never be angry with you. And He has given you His Son. When His Son was holy, He represented you. And holiness is offered to you as a free gift in Jesus Christ. Amen. And the easiest thing for you to be born again is to say, Jesus, I believe what you've done for me. And I want to partake. I want to eat that resurrection power in my life today. It's been given to me. So I take it. It's like this. God gives it. And then you take it. Amen. You are special to God. You don't have to continue with that life that's killing you. Just walk away from it. There's a new life. It's already happened. Already. You don't have to try to live a new life. It's discovering the new life of Jesus. And then you believe it. And then God will live that life in your body. Amen. Amen. Amen.